Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Your host, Minister Janice, is here. We thank God for you. Yes, we do. We thank God for every listener that comes on and spends time with us, whether it's when we're live or when we're off the air. We know that you can always go in and check out our archives and hear some of our past shows. Yes, we have that there for you. Yes, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Again, welcome to Victorious Living. Minister Janice is your host. Yes, John 8 and 58 says, Jesus said to them, most accurately, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. This is what Jesus said. Before Abraham was ever in existence, I was. That's what Jesus says. And that's in John chapter 8, verse 38. We know that we have been talking about sowing and reaping, and we have plenty to share today. And we're just going to kind of move real quickly into the Word of God. So we just want to take time to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity that you alone have given us, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that you shower upon us, God. We thank you for the blessings that we see. We thank you for the blessings that we don't see. But we know that you alone, oh God, is working it out on our behalf. Oh, Master, we thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for protection, God. Oh, we thank you for longevity, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping us in our right mind, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the clothes, the raiments that we wear. We thank you for the food that you alone provide for us. Oh God, we are grateful. We may not seem like we're grateful, oh God. We may not thank you every day, oh God, but we thank you right now for this moment, this very second that you have given us. Oh God, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, oh God. Clean us up, oh God. Hold us out. Wash us, God. Allow us to become white as snow, oh God. And we're going to continuously serve you, God. Serve you, Master. Hallelujah. In our humble way that we know how. And the way that we know, God, is to serve you, God. The way that we know, God, is to proclaim your word, oh God. Tell men, girls, and boys all about you, God. Master, we thank you, God, for every opportunity that you give us, God, that we can let someone know that there is a reality. There is a hope, oh God, in serving you. Oh, Master, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now. Right now. This very moment, God, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah to a risen Savior. Hallelujah to El Shaddai. Hallelujah to the Redeemer, to the babe in the manger. Hallelujah. Oh, God, when you're on that rugged cross, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that comes and rules and reigns in our lives. Oh, God, we thank you, Master. And we just take this time to say amen. Amen. We will glorify you. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Now, we know that we have been talking about sowing and reaping. Yeah, we sow and we reap many things, many things. And we have been sowing and reaping for a long time. Because a couple of lessons back, we learned that that was the order that God put in place. Yeah, we had nothing to do with this. Yeah, this map was already drawn. This direction was already in place. The architect had already done the drawing. And all we had to do was follow. Yeah. Now, let's all be clear. Let's be real clear. No, I'm not going to ask you to tell the audience about the seed that you may have sown. But the seed that you've sown. Yeah. But you're not pleased. That you're not pleased about. You know, many of us have sown some seeds. And we're not pleased with the seed that we've sown. You know that. Yes. Some things that we have, those hidden seeds that they're in a closet somewhere, the hidden seeds that are in a chest, the hidden seeds that some of us have caused ourselves putting them in a bottle and putting the top on them. Yeah. Yeah. Some of those seeds. No, I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask anyone to share with us those seeds. Many of those seeds we're not interested in anyone knowing anything about because we want to forget all about those seeds ourselves, huh? Yeah, we want to forget about them. Yeah. But it's not just that easy. It doesn't disappear that quick. Yeah, yeah. These stories that we have been studying and teaching on over and over have some real significance. And there is a reason that God has allowed the stories to continually be in our lives. Yeah. To show us what we should not do in a course of a lifetime. They are here for research. They are here for direction. They are here for as a roadmap. If only we use them. Let's establish one thing. The physical seed goes into the ground. Soil. It goes into the ground. So it can grow. Yeah. It grows through the aid of God's sun and the help of God's water. It will have a chance of a new life. Well, through the spiritual seed, the word of God is very close. It's just the same thing. The same thing happens to a seed. But this particular seed is the word. And it goes into the heart. Glory to God. It goes into the heart. And, yeah, it is given. It is given to us through the Holy Spirit, which is the living water, which feeds it with the light of the world, which enables us to stand some more. Are you listening to me? Continually to stand and not fall for everything, but stand tall. Yeah. I often tell my mom that trees stand tall. They don't bend over. They don't look defeated. They don't look beat up. A tree stands tall when he's watered. Glory to God. Yeah. When he's watered and he's fertilized and he's been taken care of. So that's the seed, huh? Yeah, so let's look a little closer to what the word of God has to tell us. In Genesis chapter 2, we're just going to start something simple. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, and it says here, and that the Lord God took a man and put him into the garden. He put him into the Garden of Eden. He put him there to dress it and to keep it. Now, what are we saying when we say to put it there to dress it and to keep it? What are we talking about? God placed a man into the garden. He placed man there. The one that they had created together. Glory to God. They. Who is they? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had created. Yeah, we learned this in Genesis, that the Lord gave man the assignment to be an overseer, one who can tend to that which needs pruning or watering or whatever the case may be. Man was in charge. Man was the seed. He was the seed. Come on now, stay with me. He was the seed that was planted in the garden. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at God. And see, that was in the beginning. That wasn't something that just out of nowhere took place. But that was in the beginning. That was order that God had put in place. Verse 18 says, now we know what happened in the garden. How God decided not to leave him, man, alone. So he gave him a helpmeet. Yeah, this is in verse 18. Yeah. So he said never. That's what God is saying. Man was never to be in a state of loneliness. But man never complained about himself being alone. God decided that man should not be alone. Yeah. See, it wasn't all about what man thought. It wasn't about what man felt. But it was about what God said. Glory to God. And a lot of times we take things out of context. We do, because we think that we have some say so. We have some right. But God is our creator. And as long as we understand that, as long as we know that, we are somebody. Yeah, we are somebody. Verse 22 says, the Lord made a woman from the rib and brought her to Adam. Glory to God. The Lord was pleased with what he had created. As he had put Adam to sleep, he created woman from the rib, the man. Glory to God. A seed producing, huh? A seed producing. Look at that, the production of the seed. Now we would think that Adam would have helped with taking care of the garden of the Eden, where plenty of fruit trees were. The land was filled with rivers overflowing. The scripture tells us that it was streets that were beautiful streets, and the fruits were plentiful. The trees were beautiful trees. The birds were everywhere chirping, and it was just a wonderful place. Yeah, a wonderful place. That's in verse 22. Yeah. But now we know that that end of this story, the woman who was named Eve, and she had a talk. She had a conversation with Lucifer. Yeah, and this, we know that this conversation changed the order of mankind completely. The actual production of the seed. Yeah, this seed developed into Eve. Yeah, Eve, she listened to the serpent. She listened to Satan and decided to influence her husband, Adam, to do something totally different from what to do. That seed. Verse 17 said, in Adam's punishment, he was told, because you, Adam, the seed, listened to your wife and ate the fruit that I told you not to eat. He said, I have a curse. And this curse is a curse on the what? It's on the ground. It's in the soil. Listen to that. All your life, you will struggle to scratch a living from it. So that means all your life, you're going to be toiling. You're going to be toiling in sorrow. All your life, you're going to be digging and scraping. This is the curse. This is the curse for what? This is the curse. It says that the ground where the seed goes. Verse 18 tells us, it will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat. You're going to eat. You're going to eat the grains. You're going to eat. But what are thorns? Thorns are hard points. They're hard points of a stem or a branch. Oh, yeah. Or many times they're like a wooden plant. Thorns, thistles, a group of flowery plants that's characterized by leaves with sharp pistils on the margins most of the time. And, you know, I when I was reading that and really looking it up, I began to think, I think I've seen those things in the forest. I've seen those things in the woods and how in the brush. Yeah, and they're real thick and they stick to you. They're like stickers. This is what we call them, stickers. And it's just something that you're not interested in. You're not interested in that. You're not interested in being in the presence of that because they stick to your clothes. They stick to you. And when they stick, it's not pleasant. Yeah. So these hard to work, these things were hard to work around. These flowers were not flowers that you would desire to have plenty. This was not that type of flower. But because of your disobedience, this was a bad seed. In spite of being the seed that God had planted, this seed became disobedient. Yeah. Look at that. One where God had to pluck out. He plucked it out. He plucked it out and removed it from the garden. And it was removed from the garden. Why? Because it was disobedience. It disobeyed our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Disobedience will cause you to be plucked and moved away. Yeah. Far from God. Yeah. Yeah. Turn quickly to Luke chapter 8. Kind of get into Luke chapter 8. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through 15. And I'm going to just touch verse 3. And it says, Jesus is teaching to a large crowd of people. And he tells them, listen to that. Now remember, Jesus is the greatest teacher. Glory to God. He's the greatest teacher. He can tell the parables. He can put it into play. He can draw the picture and he could paint it where a child can understand it. Glory to God. So in verse 4 it says, A farmer went out to plant some seed, and as he gathered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds came and ate it. Now, if you're a farmer, if you know anybody that have farmed, you kind of understand this. And these things like this do happen. Just think for a moment. You plant some seeds physically, plus spiritually, some seeds are planted. Yeah. And some seeds are actually thrown in many directions. And some fall on many trails. So where they were, it says here that that some were thrown and stepped on. They were in a like a trail where it was easy for you to walk on these actual seeds. Well, you see, in our lifetime, many of us have had seeds that were thrown out to us. We've gone to different churches. We've heard the word of God. Just like today. Today is Friday. I'm talking to you. And the word of God is the seed. Yeah. This is the seed. Yeah. Now, many of you will take the seed, you hear the scripture, you take it, and you will spend time, and you're going to go and do your research, and you're going to study, you're going to spend time with God. But then there are those who will hear the word, and they hear it that one time. And while they're hearing the word, somebody may call them on the cell and say, oh, child, let me tell you, they got a sale going on over here. What you doing right now? And you go into, let me stop this, and I'm going to listen to what you're saying. So immediately, the word of God is robbed. It's taken from you because now you are no longer in tune with the word. You have been caught up by the spirit of distraction. Yeah, it's a spirit that's called distraction. Glory to God. And Satan is good at distracting us. So he comes in and he tells you about a sale. So you immediately think, wow, God must be sending me to this place because there's a sale. I could save some money. This is the trick. This is what Satan does. And this is what we're talking about, how the seed is stolen. It's stolen it's trampled on right in our midst, even today. He said that the birds and the serpents used by Lucifer to destroy the believer. He used all them to destroy the thoughts Yeah. Everything that you've heard through the word of God, he comes in, and he comes in to rob, he comes in to steal, and he comes in and he disguises himself because he has to be a 21st century technique. He has to use it. He can't use that same old game that he used 20 years ago because you didn't caught on to that. So he has to have some other method, some other strategy. And he uses us, women who love shoe sales. Yeah. So at the same time, when the word is going forth, and the word is going forth to you to help you, Satan will come and cause those seeds to blow away. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. Verse 6 says, other seeds fell on shattered soil with unlikely rocks. This seed began to grow, but soon it withered and died for lack of moisture. Listen to that. Some of us, we hear the word, but we don't take time to go and do research. We don't take time to spend time with God. We hear God today, and then we're going to hear him next week. We're not going to, all in between, we spend no time with him. So the Holy Spirit cannot come in and water us. He cannot come in and wet us down. He can't come in and prune us. He can't come in and purge us because we're just a weekend type of Christian. Weekends, huh? We're not doing a week. We don't do them during the week. We just do weekend. And then some of us don't do weekends. Some of us do once out of a month. Yeah. So this is what the enemy does. Yeah, listen to this. Listen to, here is the word of God, the listeners to the word of God. So this person did listen. They didn't get a complete understanding. And that's another thing. Oh, we don't get a complete understanding. And you see, the scripture tells us that we must have an understanding. Glory to God. He said, did not try. They did not try to force effort. They didn't try to put effort to understanding the word of God. They put no effort towards understanding. Once this takes place, the Holy Spirit will water it. If you spend time, if you put effort to try to get an understanding of what God is saying, and not always be in such a quick run when trouble comes, but have the word already in your heart. Even before anything should take place. Verse 7 says, other seeds fell among thorns and shot up and choked up. They choked out the tender blades. There were seeds that fell on the thorns, but the thorns were not able to hold them down. Oh, you're listening to me. Now, I'm one of them. The thorns weren't able to hold me down. Even though I might have been doing some things that God was not pleased, I still gave him a listening ear. I still was trying to do. I still put forth some effort. Glory to God. And God looked at my heart. He didn't look at my deeds. He looked at my heart. Glory to God. This is what we're talking about. Yeah, yeah. How the enemy will come and he will try to take our seed from us, the word of God. Yeah, look at that. Verse 8 says, other seeds fell on the fertile soil, and this seed grew and produced a crop, 100 lines, as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. Glory to God. Seed that was fertile. Fell on the soil and grew. It fell on the soil and it grew and it produced. It produced crop. Yeah. Are you one of those? Are you one of those that produce? Are you one of those that God can actually rely on? Are you one of those that God can point out and he can say, this is my servant. This is my sister. This is my brother. Yeah. This is my sister and brother in Christ. I can rely on them to stand up for me. Glory to God. I have a relationship with them. I can call them my friend. Yeah. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. Verse 9 says, his disciple asked him, what the story really meant. That's what he was, they asked Jesus what the story really meant. And he says, it's good to be inquisitive. It's always good to desire to learn. See, we should desire to learn. We should desire to want more. Yes. Yeah. Jesus explained to him, to them, how he was not disclosing everything. He wasn't going to tell everybody everything all at once. And it was a reason. Verse 10 says, you have been permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God. He says, I am using this story. This story. He's using the story to hide everything. So no outsiders will understand until the scriptures will be fulfilled. Glory to God. Yeah, about the word and about how the thief will come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to take it. And this is what I remind many people many times. Satan is not your friend. Lucifer does not love you. God loves you. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. So it says here, they see what I do, but they don't really see. They hear what I say, but they don't understand. Listen to that. What is that? Verse 11 said, the seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to grab that word. Take that word and run with it. Do you hear what I'm saying? Eat the word. Glory to God. Joshua said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste it. Hallelujah. Hold on to it. Fast with it. Lay down with it. Get up with it. Huh? The word has keeping power. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I haven't always been what I am today, but I thank God. I thank God for his mercy. Hallelujah. His mercy saved me. Did you hear what I said? It was through his mercy and his love. Verse 12 says, though those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh Satan and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. The seed. This is what we're talking about. The seed. We are those by the wayside. Satan comes and he tempts us. He tricks us. He steals our joy. He steals our peace. Yeah. And differences. And he causes us to have misunderstandings of the word or what's really being said. Yeah. Oh, but God. But God. God looks at what? Our hearts. Glory to God. And that's so important. Yeah. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. Oh, yeah. But our Redeemer, he lives. You hear what I said? The Redeemer lives, and he lives in our soul. He lives in my soul. He lives in my spirit. He walks with me. He talks with me every day. Glory to God. Satan thought he had me. Oh, he thought he had me when I had my head hanging down, but I began to look up and praise God. I looked up. Oh, he thought he had me, but I raised up my hand and I gave praises to an almighty God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be seed, God. Master, we ask, oh God, that you show us how to plant seeds, oh God, so we can continuously walk closer, walk with you, God, learn all about you, Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we look forward to having you back here with us next Friday. Don't forget that. And Sunday with Pastor George and God's Favorite Ministries. Yeah, it's important, the seed that you sow. Be careful with the choices that you make. Choices that you make are lifetime choices. Glory to God. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. 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 We just praise God.